All right, I noticed on the floor plan to your house, you drew a fireplace, and the smoke goes up through the
chimney.
All right, what do you call the front of an old-fashioned stove?
Hearth.
All right, in the fireplace, the things that you lay the wood across?
Dog irons.
All right, what would you call the place above the fireplace where you might put an ornament or picture or something like that?
Mantelpiece.
All right, the big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace?
Log.
What would you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
How about something you get when you cut down a pine tree? Rich wood you could light directly from a match?
Kindling.
All right, what do you call the black stuff that the smoke might leave in the chimney?
Soot.
This was a fire that burned down and left nothing but the...
Soot.
No, not the soot this time, but it left something else. It was something else when the fire completely burns out. What might you call that?
White ashes.
All right, what am I sitting in?
Chair.
All right. A large piece for two or three people to sit on with two arms and a back.
Sofa.
All right, the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it and that you put clothes in.
Chest of drawer.
Did you ever hear of an old-fashioned piece with any other names?
Yes, high boy.
The room where you sleep is called?
Bedroom.
These tables, chairs, and sofa, what do you call them?
Furniture.
Those things that you pull down to shut out the light, what would you call those?
Shades.
If they're on rollers and you pull them down, what would you call them then?
Shades.
A little room off the bedroom to hang up your clothes in.
Closet.
If you didn't have a built-in closet, you might have?
Shift row. All
right, if you didn't have a room at the top of the house just under the roof?
Attic.
All right. Room you cook in?
Kitchen.
All right, what do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra dishes?
Pantry.
What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
All right. What would you call a room that is used to store odds and ends in?
Storage room.
All right. Speaking of the daily housework, you say a woman does what every morning?
Clean up.
All right, what do you sweep with?
Broom.
If the broom is in the corner and the door is open, you said the broom is where compared with the door?
Behind the door.
All right, years ago on Monday, women usually did their?
Washing and ironing.
On Tuesday?
Clean up.
What might you call both washing and ironing together?
Laundry.
The place in town where a bachelor might have his shirts done, what would that be?
Laundry or cleaners.
All right. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Steps.
Would you use a different term for those inside of the house and for those outside?
Yes.
What would you call one that was big and had columns on it?
Staircase.
What would you call one that ran around the front and side of the house?
Staircase.
All right. Can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Yes.
What do you call the one upstairs?
Balcony.
What do you call the one at the back of the house?
Back porch.
Does it make any difference if it has a roof?
No.
All right. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to?
Shut the door.
What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Shutters.
All right. I want to hang something out in the barn, so I just took a nail and?
Drove.
The nail didn't get in far enough, you would say. It's got to be...
Driven.
All right. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Roof.
All right.